Well, getting into our early morning story, right? I mean, being a student is stressful enough. One hopes that the institution that you had registered would be the last of your worries and be the last of your concerns. That does it go belly up? Is it accredited, not accredited? And although this should be the concern of an aspiring student as well as those who are supporting them, the reality is that you don't always plan it in that way. Thousands of students have been left in the lurch after it was announced that private higher institutions under the EduCore group have been deregistered. Now, these include Damelin City Varsity, ICSA City Campus, and the Lyceum College. At least one of them, Damelin, are very well known. I mean, served the country or served many students, I'm assured of, for many decades. In a notice in the Government Gazette on Friday, the department confirmed the deregistration of the institutions following EduCore's failure to submit audited financial statements for the 2021 and 2022 annual reports. Now, we discuss the matter further with education expert and dean at the Faculty of Education at the University of Stellenbosch, Professor Mbulu Madiba. Professor Mbulu, thank you for joining us this morning with this discussion.
Yes, good morning, Radio Aslam, and all the listeners. Thank you very much for inviting me to participate in your program.
Professor, the main reasons for the Department of Higher Education to take such a drastic step. I mean, we are in the academic year. It is the month of March. Very likely that you've got a good number, thousands of students that are now registered in some form or the other, not just first years, of course, but second, third years, different programs that these colleges offer. But such a drastic step. I mean, Professor, talk to us. Why did the department feel it necessary to go this route?
Yes, I think it's important to understand that the process started long ago. Concerns around these colleges, I mean, as far back as 2012, if you can follow the whole process. And these colleges were given a notice last year in July, from 26th July 2023. And then they were also given the opportunity to appeal by end of October. If they've got any concerns, they can provide any case, I mean, why they should not be deregistered. So, and that didn't happen. Now I think the department is just moving on, and because this university has failed to respond, on time. So, but, I must rather say it's very unfortunate, as you have mentioned, that among these universities, colleges, you've got Damelin, which really, saved the nation well during the difficult times. Many people were equipped through Damelin. Lyceum also did a lot in terms for equipping teachers and all. I mean, they did a lot of work. But you see, what I think has actually happened, I know there are many allegations that are leveled against these colleges. But where I stand, I think these colleges failed to renew themselves. They fail to reposition themselves. I mean, in South Africa, there's a huge opportunities for higher education institutions and so on. But my sense is that really they fail to renew themselves. That's why now there are all these other allegations of, not financial viable, issues of, failing to submit statements, which are, I mean, these are obvious. If you are running an institution, it's a business. It's also this accountability that are needed, to come. So some of the allegations, students, complaints that comes from there. So I think despite all these allegations that are being raised and so on and so on, but I think these colleges failed to reposition themselves, to disrupt their business model and come up with a business model that can make them functional in the new context. And the minister said, when you look at them, really they are dysfunctional at the moment. And it will be risk to keep students, going into such students in such institutions when you know that the quality has degenerated to a point where, students, there are not enough teachers. Some teachers are not well paid. I think there's a lot that we can say about them. But I must really say it's very unfortunate that these kind of institutions are to shut down.
Professor, I mean, of course, there's still many more details to be uncovered, how the department is going to assist, students who are currently enrolled in the program, which obviously the department will have to, eventually come to the party and assist students and even appeal to other colleges to take them in and to honor their, continued education. And this would mainly apply to the second, third years, those who are about to graduate, those who are in their final years. But when a college or any type of, tertiary institution is not performing well, I mean, shouldn't it be the first step of the government not to allow them at least to take in a batch of first years, to suspend at least their first years, and then to now submit the necessary paperwork and show stability so that at least one segment of the incoming population of students will not be compromised?
Yes, yeah. Look, I think, the department has followed the process in this case. These colleges were warned last year and they were informed that they need to appeal if they're not satisfied. Because what you see now, this is the last step. These universities are not allowed now they have to close down by the end of the year because they were warned last year. And now they're not allowed to take any new students. So definitely students are caught in the middle here because I understand some of these colleges have closed shut down. There's not even, accommodation for students. So students are just caught up in the crossfire. And some of students who were taken, for example, for this year, admitted this year, I don't think they were aware of these problems that are happening, that this situation are not of good standing, in higher education. So I would really want to appeal to department to find some ways, of mitigating against the impact of these decisions on students. So I understand these colleges should not take any new students at the moment, but those students that are in the pipeline, we are talking about, I think my understanding is that there are about 13,000, over 13,000 students that are in these colleges. So as you said, some of them might be doing second year, third year, So department has to find a way where these students can go. Unfortunately, we don't have more spaces. Higher education at the moment is saturated. We don't seem to have more spaces. But I think the department will do with the best it can to mitigate against this. Some of them can be taken to other TVET colleges, I don't know. I think, as you have said, sitting here, I really feel for the families of the students. I really feel for the students who thought that at least, they found something to do. And most of the students really are coming from poor backgrounds. That those families were not even aware of this higher education politics that is happening there. So I will really, appeal to the department to find ways to mitigate the impact of these decisions on poor students. Something needs to be done. Yeah.
Professor, it's not just, of course, the track record or the financial record of these institutions that are under scrutiny from the department, but also allegations. I mean, I heard the minister's briefing, I think that was yesterday, that stated one of these education institutions were giving marks to students based on examination scripts that were not even being, marked. I mean, this would obviously constitute a major fraud that if a, institution does not mark a script and give you a mark and then expect, the workplace or even other tertiary institutions to recognize their degree. So, of course, some of these institutions seem to be looking at much more than financial compliance, but also outright fraud, assuming those allegations of the minister can in fact be proven.
Yeah, look, those allegations are damning. If it is true that such things are happening, I can't imagine such thing happening to colleges like Damelin. You know, I mean, those kind of colleges were really highly regarded. The qualification from those institutions, even last year, for example, I mean, the qualification from these institutions were highly regarded. But if the situation has degenerated to a point where these universities, because colleges have been doing this kind of thing, then it's serious. So it would be really important that the department delve into this and really see what was actually happened. But it's denting in terms of those students who are coming up with qualification from these institutions or those that have already completed. You know, it's a very negative complete. So, like, I think the system collapsed. I don't know what was, but the system somewhere just collapsed. There was not really good management of these colleges. And as I said, I think they failed to reposition themselves. Because once you get to see that kind of thing, marks being given there, cutting corners, you know, not enough facilities, students complaining that they're not getting that and that. So they definitely, I think these colleges have collapsed in actual fact. So one could really understand the department must come in to protect the public, you know, because this institution needs to be accountable. Especially that they are failing to, if it's true, that they could not even provide, submit financial statement for 2022 and 2023. So that is important because you need to know that students, these colleges are functional. The annual plans, we are public universities, we do provide annual plans each year, and then we also provide statements. Everything has been provided, although they are private, but there's still some kind of accountability that they need to have. So I think if those allegations are found to be true, then I think it's very serious.
Well, of course, Professor Mbulu, we obviously will have to, you know, follow this case a little bit closer. Certainly, it's obviously going to create a lot of distrust when it comes to applying students in years to come. That, you know what, how do we know that a particular institution is in good standing or not as a general public? How much research are we expected to do, you know, and before we fork out a deposit or even pay the fees in full? And I suppose it's a discussion that we need to have. You know, sometime in the future, Professor. But anyway, thank you for your time, Professor Mbulu, for joining us in this discussion. Have a good day ahead of you, Professor.
Thanks so much. Bye.